Hello, and welcome to What's Buzzin' in Brick with all things buzzin' in Breckenridge County. We're your hosts. I'm AJ Blair.
And I'm Summer Brown. And we're here with Nancy Lucas, who owns the coffee shop Wired Rooster in Hardinsburg. We're going to get started straight with these questions. Okay. All right, Nancy. What made you choose Breckenridge County? Why did you start your business in Breckenridge County?
Well, I'm from Breckenridge County. I moved away for several years. I lived in Louisville for about 15 years. And when I was there, I was raising my kids there. We would go to coffee shops quite a bit. I moved back here about 10, 11 years ago. I kind of wanted to bring an aspect of that, of the city, back to Hardinsburg with me. So there was someone that wanted to open up a coffee shop, and I wanted to be on board with that and help it anyway. After we got it open, I managed it for about a year, and then I purchased it. So I just wanted to keep it in our hometown.
So what do you believe was the key to your success with being in this area?
In this area, as in Hardinsburg or?
As in Breckenridge County, okay. As a whole.
Well, I had doubts when we opened because I wasn't sure that this town was big enough to support like a gourmet coffee shop, because it is a little bit more expensive than your typical like McDonald's coffee. But I was overwhelmed with the amount of people that wanted to come to the coffee shop, wanted to support us, wanted to support the small business. I think what has helped us become successful in this town is our connection with our customers and just the personability and making sure that we get to know our customers and keep them coming back.
Yeah, I'm glad you found success in this town. What was your original plan opening your business, and how has that shifted as your business has grown?
Well, it's not too different. I think when we first opened, we were exploring, playing around with different ways that this might work. We tried to do lunches for a while. We did some soups and salads, just trying to create a broader customer base. Ultimately, we found that we needed to stick with just a few things, coffee and smoothies, and then, of course, our sweets that we have there. We just focus on those things, and we were able to just grow our customer base from that. So we kind of played around in the beginning, though, to see which direction we wanted to take it in. But ultimately, we just decided to keep it simple.
I believe that might have been the best. It seems like your business has taken the direction of going way up.
Yeah.
With where you are here in Hardinsburg and Breckenridge County in general, like, how do you believe the relationship with surrounding businesses, like, how do you believe that helps your business? How would you collaborate with them?
Well, I don't know if you all know this, but I'm also the director of the Chamber of Commerce. So when I got involved with the coffee shop and bought it and then became the director of the Chamber of Commerce, I got a kind of a firsthand look at how important it is for small businesses, local businesses, to support each other. And through those two roles, I have seen how we all kind of make these connections with each other and support each other. At the Chamber, that's kind of our focus, is to build a network of people that have small businesses or that run businesses, just to try to make a little community of business owners. So we help each other a lot because we all understand what it's like to, you know, the kind of the issues that come up with being a business owner. So we always try to support, you know, buying local and keeping it in the community.
It's good to hear. What, if you could go back in time to whenever you first started your business, what piece of advice would you give yourself?
Probably to do more research. I had not ever owned a business before, and a lot of it I didn't know that all the steps that were involved until you really get into it, and there's still stuff that surprises me. But I would have come up with what's called a business plan. So like I said, I bought the business off of Mitch Jackson, and he had a business plan. At the time, I really wasn't familiar with what a business plan was used for or why it would be beneficial, so I didn't come up with my own. If I had to do it all over again, I would have researched that and took some time to figure out what that was and laid out the plan.
Who was your biggest supporter?
I think my biggest supporters are my two daughters. They are adults now. I have a 28-year-old and a 22-year-old, and they were both, well, Natalie was about 14 or 15 when I bought the shop. And both of them worked so hard to help me get that off of the, you know, up and running. And they put in a lot of hours. Like, they were really young, but they worked there a lot too. And then they kind of promoted it throughout the county. Natalie, my youngest daughter, did a lot of our social media. She knew how to, it was just like more instinctual to her, for her, of how to promote things on Facebook and, you know, Snapchat. So she helped me get a lot of promotion that way. So, and they're still my biggest supporters, I think.
I have another question. What do you think the greatest lesson you've learned is since starting your business?
The greatest lesson personally or just as a business?
Your greatest lesson personally.
So my greatest lesson personally, I would have to, again, go back to the importance of developing your community and immersing yourself in with a network of other business owners or people that understand the struggles that you're going through. I didn't realize how much of a bond that you would create with people that are kind of in the same boat. So my biggest lesson personally and in a professional sense is to support your local small businesses, because that's what keeps the local economy going. And we're all trying to, you know, better our community, bring more things into the community, and provide a, you know, better opportunities for young people to have them stay here. So that's what I've learned through all this process is, you know, when I right out of high school, I moved away and I thought I would never come back. And I'm so glad I did, because it's very fulfilling now, keeping it within your, you know, hometown. I think we offer is just the relationship that we can give you with other people in the community, other businesses, other organizations and individuals, charitable or private. We do a lot of advertising for our businesses. We provide a lot of discounts with insurance, workers' comp insurance, always looking for incentives. The newest one is the AeroBike. You know what the AeroBike is in Hardinsburg. Chamber members get a discount on that membership. They get a discount at Staples office supplies. We do shop at home campaign every year around Christmas. So that's an incentive for people to come into chamber businesses in the county and purchase things locally for Christmas. And they bring in their receipts and they get entered to win cash. So we always are trying to come up with ways to make sure that our chamber members get benefits from being members.
I have another question. Do you have any like exciting future plans, like new menu items or new deals that you'd be willing to share with us?
So year round, we are trying to come up. We come up with new drinks year round, and we always try to keep it seasonal. Like for instance, right now, if you go in, you're going to find a lot of fall drinks, a lot of maples, brown sugars, caramels. Once it gets to be Christmas time, we'll come up with some Christmas drinks, and then we just kind of keep our eye out for the newest trends in lattes and coffee drinks, and try to recreate those when we can. We did a Barbie drink when the Barbie movie came out. So anything that we can do to capture your attention or something new for you to come try. Honestly, I don't know what the future looks like for us. We could probably expand right now into a bigger place, but I like our location. We're just trying to keep equilibrium. I know if y'all been to the coffee shop drive-through, sometimes it takes a while to get through because we are so busy.
So I would like to kind of come up with some ways to streamline that and get the process quicker. But we do the drinks one at a time, so we can't have them instantaneously like McDonald's. But I don't know. I think my 5-year plan, if I had to say, is just to keep where we're at and keep afloat and try to retain the customer base that we have now.
Did you have, like, when you said you moved down here from Louisville, like, was there any specific things, like, that you incorporated from where you lived in Louisville within your business, like, just to make it feel more homey for you?
Yeah.
So, as I mentioned, I took my daughters to coffee shops a lot when we lived in Louisville, and I grew up here. They grew up in Louisville. But when we would go, I mean, we would make it a point to go to a couple coffee shops around there, and there was, like, games that they could play. There were books that they could read. It had, like, our community feel. There were couches and cool-looking chairs and cool decor, and it was just, like, a really fun place to hang out. And when I took over that shop, I kind of wanted it to have that community feel, and I wanted it to be a place where people could get together. I don't see that happening a lot here anymore. When I was a teenager, we were hanging out like in different places in town, and nobody does that anymore. So I kind of wanted to bring like a spot where teens or families, you know, could come and sit down and talk, play a game like a tic-tac-toe game or whatever. We've done like coloring contest where you come in and color like a pumpkin or whatever for Halloween. So I wanted to be like a congregation spot for Hardinsburg. I'm still trying to do that all the time. What do you all like to see when you go into a coffee shop, or what do you like for there to be on the menu?
Have you ever thought of adding matcha to the menu? I know that Starbucks, you all are really similar to Starbucks, and Starbucks, a lot of people like their matcha. Have you ever considered adding matcha?
You know, I don't know really what that is, but I want to look into it. I have heard of it, but I don't know what it tastes like. I don't know what it...
Isn't it kind of like a chocolatey drink?
It's sort of like green tea almost.
Yeah, it's. I think I've had it before. I think it's very... A lot of people like it. It's very popular, but it's a very strange taste.
It's a very acquired taste.
Yeah.
We might try that. We might see if we can get some. So it's like an ice drink. Like a cold drink?
You can get it hot or iced.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like mainly comes in powder form and you mix it into whatever.
Well, maybe you all can come up with a cute name for it we could have. That's one thing that our baristas are really good about, coming up with like a catchy name for, like we had a whole series last year of fall drinks and they were really cute. Some really cute names like Cozy Campfire or what's the Sunset Hour. They were all really cute. We kind of kept those, but we keep a book of different recipes that if somebody comes in, they're like, I don't really know what I want, but here are the flavors I like, then we can pretty much make whatever they want.
Yeah. I really like that. I know several of my friends work at Wired Rooster. Is there anything that you look for in employees whenever you're hiring?
Yeah. So if you're not a barista, we can teach you. Obviously, you need, you know, there's not a lot of people around here that have barista experience. What I'm looking for when I'm interviewing somebody is their ability to communicate with me. I need somebody that will be willing to talk to the customers. And when I mention our repeat customers or the, you know, our customer base that kind of keeps us going, I feel that one of the things that they have come to expect from our coffee shop is when they pull up to the drive-thru or come in, the barista will talk to them and anticipate what their drink order is going to be like. They come so often. I don't know if y'all remember Caressa that used to work there, but she would see the car in the drive-thru and just start automatically making the drink. Sorry, is that my... So my main thing that I look for when hiring somebody is, are they going to talk to me? Are they going to talk to their coworkers? And are they going to talk to the customer? And when a customer comes in, I want them to feel good about being there. I strive for a happy vibe at the shop. And the people that we have there right now are really work hard to keep that going.
I believe if I went to a coffee shop, I love whenever I go to, like, I've never actually been to the Wired Rooster, but like the only one I've really been to is a little coffee shop in E-Town. Mm-hmm. And I love it whenever they talk to me. Like, I'm waiting for my drink and the cash register, the people at the cash register, the cashier or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they'll have like a genuine conversation with me. And I feel like it's pretty personable, especially whenever it's like a smaller coffee shop. My aunt took me and I got some hot cocoa and it was really good. I'd like to know, that was my favorite. I'd like to know what your favorite part about, like, running the shop, seeing all the people come in. I'd like to know what your favorite part about that whole thing is.
Well, besides just drinking the coffee every day, it has gotten me closer to this community. And this is probably more personal than this class is, but I kind of felt like when I was your age, and the reason that I moved out and moved to Louisville or different places was I felt like a little different. Like I'm not really part of this community. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people feel that way, but I was like, I want to get out of Breckenridge County. Like, I don't want to live in a rural county. And being back here, being a part of what I do every day, and seeing the people that I see every day, and it has made me feel like an integral part of the county, which is very satisfying. Like, I'm providing something good here. I'm doing something good here. So it just does a lot for me personally. And that's why I say, if you have like an idea of a business that you want to start, it's worth it to go into it and take the risk, I think. Because it does make you feel, I mean, it's what I'm doing, what I love. I feel really lucky to be able to do that. You haven't been to the Wired Rooster?
I have not.
That is crazy
no,
to me.
No, because I'm unable, I don't go out a whole lot. I stay home most of the time. And then in the afternoons I work. So I only live like 20 minutes from Harnsburg, but I never get to come out here and go anywhere.
Yeah.
If I do go out to eat, it's normally in Litchfield.
And you've never been to McGill's either.
I've never been to McGill's. And I get.
How do you even live in
this
county?
I get dogged on for it.
How do you even live in this county?
Have you ever been to Tom and Al's?
No.
Tom and Al's has been there since the 50s.
Well, maybe I need to go sometime.
Exactly.
I would like to invite all of you all to come and check it out if you haven't been. And maybe you all can give me some drink suggestions. I'm always, particularly your all's age group, like, I want to know that matcha is a good suggestion. But I'd like to know what you all like and what we need to be doing to, I guess, keep up with the times and Starbucks. But we're better than Starbucks.
Do you want smoothie bowls?
I do love smoothie bowls.
We don't have smoothie bowls. We've got smoothies.
She loves smoothie bowls. She wants more smoothie bowls.
I do. I don't know if the Wired Rooster would do that, though. I do think matcha is a really great idea.
It is.
I didn't think so. Well, any more questions, Summer?
I don't think so.
Does anyone have any more questions? Well, thank you, Nancy, for coming out and talking to us. I really enjoyed having this conversation with you.
Thank you.
Tell her thank you.
Thank you, Nancy.
You're welcome. Thank you all very much.